It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, huh, audience?
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
It is time.
How was your weekend?
You know exactly how my weekend was. You were like 3 feet away from me the entire weekend.
I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, everybody. How was your weekend?
Good grief. You should have gone back to the Killers, dude.
My bad. It is Monday morning. It's interesting because a week ago we had a 3-day weekend.
We did.
Yet I feel like we had a longer weekend this last weekend. We had fun this weekend.
We had a good weekend.
It's a pretty good weekend.
Very good.
Some baseball games happened, which were pretty great.
Baseball?
Yeah. Yeah. Jack and Luke played some baseball this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We watched about 17 hours of football.
Yes, we did.
I am crushing the world in fantasy football.
Yes, he is. Both of my games are almost tied up.
Oh, I wish I knew what that's like, but I don't because I have Adrian Peterson and Peyton Manning, and I'm beating everybody by at least 60 points.
The struggle is real, people. The struggle is real.
Oh, man. Yes. Happy Monday. Another week is here. It is already the 9th day of September. We are 2 days away from the New Mexico State Fair.
Mm.
We'll be broadcasting live starting at 2 p.m. this Wednesday. I'm excited.
I hope it's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. You've never been.
I've never been.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be out there hanging out. We got stuff to give away. We got our super fresh static decals. We're going to be doing something fun.
You know you want a decal on your vehicle. You know you do.
I mean, you do.
Why wouldn't you?
You already have 17 other ones that talk about, like, propaganda and all that stuff. I mean, why not put a static one on there?
Why not?
Actually, if you have a bunch of, like, political stickers, don't put a static sticker on your car.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Wait.
Maybe not. Because then, what if people equate that with their agenda?
Listen, man, everybody's got an agenda.
Everyone's got an agenda.
Some people's agenda is just about their pets.
Yeah. Truth.
Others is... their agenda is showing off how many people are in their family by having the family.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that yet. I got those for my, was it my birthday? I think I got those for. I haven't put them on my car yet. But I got like a Marvel one.
Nice.
So it's like Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, and then all these spider kids.
That's cool. Some people's agenda is to let you know what stations they listen to, what music they like.
It's good music.
If that is your agenda, then you should get a decal. How about that?
Boom! Right next to the "Your kid is an honor roll student" at
Volcano Vista.
Yeah, Volcano Vista
with Matthew from Albuquerque,
who hasn't called in like a week. I'm starting to get worried about him.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, me too.
It's weird. It's like we miss him.
I know. He's actually like left a couple messages on my phone.
There you go.
Yeah, in my office.
She's like, "Hey, I tried to call
her. Hey, sorry, didn't call this day." Or, "Hey." It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning.
Yeah. Nothing like waking up to some crazy breaking news. My phone gets those AP alert updates.
Oh.
And last night I got this great breaking news that was like, boom, Syria threatens United States with retaliation if retaliation does anything. And then we wake up and CNN's like, don't do it, America! And according to a new poll, most people are saying, hey, can we not get involved in yet another... what's going on in the world?
I don't know, man.
Something's not right. Oh, wait, it's just called the world we live in.
This is the world we live in.
Yes.
I know one thing.
Yeah.
Today is Monday.
It is.
Oh. Who's ready to face this week with me?
I am.
I know you are.
Dude.
You're right there.
We're kicking off the football season, so
there
we've
is
got
football. In
we got
this
a
world.
Doubleheader tonight. Yeah.
Wait, who's playing tonight?
I know that the Redskins are because the person I'm playing in fantasy football has RG3.
Oh, okay.
They're playing the Eagles.
All right.
Sorry, Eagles.
I hear about the Eagles. I hear there's a person here that likes them.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fan. I can't say anything. The Buccaneers lost to the Jets yesterday.
Man, in a devastating turn of events, the Buccaneers lost, and Steve-O's heart was broken.
And so to everyone who texted or tried to call me right at the end of the game, I was not in speaking form. It was touch and go there for a little while.
It was. How are you going to try to call him at the end of that game? You know he's disappointed.
Disappointed? Well, I mean, that's not even the word.
Broken.
I was reminded once again why it's so hard to be a Buccaneers fan.
You're a real fan, though.
Ugh.
Real fan sticks by his team.
So, yeah, I wore my hat for the rest of the day.
What I do when it comes to sports and being a fan is I just wait until I know which teams are good, and then I cheer for those teams. It's way more positive.
Oh. It's a good idea.
It's like there's, it's like it's always sunny.
It is painful for me right now as a Halos fan, an Angels fan, and the Bucks starting at 0-1.
What is the Halos?
The Angels.
Oh.
The Halos, the Angels.
Is that the fan club?
Sure.
You have a little halo on your head?
Yeah.
Go to the game with you?
I'm not going to lie. It's been pretty difficult.
You can go to the game?
It's okay.
It is okay.
We got a good day ahead of us.
It's going to be fun.
Breaking news on the way.
Woo!
6:45, we got birthdays. If you want to get a birthday shout-out in, studio@mystaticradio.com is the email. Or if you have a question of the day for us, hit us with it. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news with me, Mateo. First order of business. Dan's head is bigger than the world, because when I try to put on these headphones, they always fall off of my head after he uses them. Dan, shrink your head. He's not going to be able to do that.
No, probably not.
The NFL season has officially begun. In case you didn't know, it has. Football.
Yeah.
NFL is National Football League.
Yes.
That's what it's not for losers.
No.
Well, that's why I can't be in it.
I don't know. Or the Buccaneers. I don't know why they're in it.
What are they doing now? Tokyo will host the 2020 Olympics. That's neat.
Okay.
Why aren't you excited about that?
I don't know.
Gosh.
I just found out. That's 7 years from now.
NASA has launched a rocket to the moon they did it on Friday.
Okay.
They launched a rocket to the moon on Friday. Unique New York. The human torch was denied a bank loan. I can't talk. Scientists have discovered the world's largest volcano under the Pacific Ocean. Volcano is roughly the size of the entire state of Arizona.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
If that volcano came out of the ocean, it would beat up Arizona and try to take its place. And many people would be like, Arizona is really hot.
Yeah, might as well be a volcano.
But my buddy Dan, the king of Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's the king of Arizona now. I don't know. I don't know if he's had.
Are there
time.
Other cities in Arizona, or is it all desert? I'm pretty sure it's all
desert.
I
can't think of one other city in Arizona.
Yeah.
He would probably punch that volcano right back in its face.
Wow.
Force it back into the ocean.
Yes, like Pacific Rim style.
He's got a beard. A new study suggests that our brains contain a sixth sense for math. This study was not conducted with me, because then they would have known that is not true.
What?
I am terrible at math.
Come on, 7 plus 7.
14.
Oh, yes. See? Yesterday when you were doing all your crazy, like, fantasy football stuff, you knew mathematics pretty well.
Maybe you're right.
I'm winning by 23 points, and you were pretty good with math yesterday. Come on.
It's because I had a calculator in front of me. Japanese wife kills cheating husband with coffee cup. Stop. When jealous, stop. Murderous wives become too old for knives, guns, and bombs. Stop. Household items come in handy. Stop. In Japan, a 61-year-old woman was reported to have repeatedly beaten her husband with a coffee cup. Stop. Resulting in serious injury that eventually led to his death. Stop. The housewife admitted to her fit of rage that apparently stemmed from her discovery. Stop. Of her. Stop. Husband. Stop. Affair. Stop.
Wow.
I've always wanted to read it like it was a telegram. Stop. So I did. Stop. Iowa grants gun permits to the blind.
What?
Yes, heard about this yesterday. Whoa. And here it is again. Good grief. Here is some news that has law enforcement officials and lawmakers scratching their heads. In other states, at least. Iowa is granting permits to acquire or carry guns in public to people who are legally or completely blind. Now, legally, I could kind of understand. When I was a kid, when I was in fourth grade and I got glasses, the doctor told me that I was legally blind because my vision was so bad.
Okay.
But I got glasses, and then later I got contacts, and my vision has actually gotten a little better.
Oh.
So you can be legally blind and still see. It's just things are so blurry.
Right.
You can't really see details.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing, right?
I used to have to sit a foot away from the TV, Steve-O. Don't tell me about my life. But this says completely blind people can have gun permits.
Yeah.
Let's read on. It seems state law does not allow sheriffs to deny an Iowan the right to carry a weapon based on physical ability. The concern comes over public safety. Advocates for the disabled and Iowa law enforcement officials disagree over whether it's a good idea for visually disabled Iowans to have weapons. On one side, you have people such as the Cedar County Sheriff Warren Worthington, who demonstrated for
Warren Worthington III?
No, that's what I thought too.
Angel?
It's not him.
Oh.
It's Warren Worthington.
Oh, so close.
Who demonstrated for the Des Moines Register how blind people can be taught to shoot guns. Mm-hmm. Now, we know from Matt Murdock, who later became Daredevil, that if your senses become super enhanced, that you can basically be a ninja. You can slide down railings, you have nunchucks.
Right.
We know that that is possible.
Yeah, but he didn't need a gun.
But these are normal people.
Right.
These aren't Daredevil.
This is not Daredevil.
They're not lawyers in Hell's Kitchen in New York. That's not who this is. This is regular people from Iowa. So, this obviously different. And Jane Hudson, Executive Director of Disability Rights Iowa, who says blocking visually impaired people from the right to obtain weapon permits would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. Federal law generally prohibits different treatment based on disabilities. On the other side, people such as Dubuque County Sheriff Don Vrostros, I don't know how to say it, who said he wouldn't issue a permit to someone who is blind. And Patrick Clancy, superintendent of the Iowa Braille and Sight Saving School, who says guns may be a rare exception to his philosophy that blind people can participate fully in life. Here's my side of the story.
Yeah.
I can see and do not trust myself with a gun. I can see and know that if I was carrying around a gun, I would probably end up shooting myself in the foot.
Yeah.
Or other places.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to believe.
I know.
That a blind person, yep, not legally blind with glasses or contacts, a completely blind person. Could get a gun permit. And why I should endorse that. Just because I want to make the statement that disabled people can do whatever they want.
Right.
Which is, I will make that statement all day long.
Right.
But if that disabled blind person has a gun, I'm going to run away from them. I'm not going to be like, yes, you can do everything you want to do in this world. Nothing will hold you back. Here is this handgun. Have at it, friend.
Right.
No!
No.
Maybe it's just me.
No, I'm with you.
No offense meant, nothing like that.
This is coming from the same camp that made sure that drive-up ATM machine things had Braille on the keypads at the drive-thrus.
I don't even want to get into that because that I just realized that that's true.
You just realized that?
Yes, and now I'm terrified that there are blind people driving around in this world. Actually, I shouldn't be terrified. I've ridden with you and the way you drive, and you can see fine.
Touche.
Okay. Guys, I have a little bit of bad news for my friends in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, no!
Demand for Elvis impersonations isn't what it used to be.
Oh.
That's the headline. The world is wanting a little less Elvis. Say it ain't so. Blue Christmas year-round. Not surprisingly, Elvis impersonators say the phones don't ring as much as they did 10 or 20 years ago. 10 or 20 or 40 years ago. A site that helps people book party and event vendors featuring 198
Las Vegas area impersonators. About 800 bookings have been made for them collectively.
Wow.
In the past year. That number is down significantly, about 21% from 2011. Just a few years back, demand for Elvis was a little bit higher.
Does that make you sad?
A little bit. It's a little bit of a blue Christmas for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, 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 blue Christmas without you. Be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of green. I don't know the words. Anyway, you get it. Elvis impersonators down in this world. Don't let them hold you down. We're in a world where blind people can get gun permits. Don't worry, Elvis impersonators. Give it a couple years. You'll be back on top before you know it. And that is your breaking news.
Yes! Oh, man. Coming up at 6:45, birthdays, if you would like to get a birthday shout-out in.
You better hurry up.
Studio@mystaticradio.com. Email us. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Matt. It's Mateo on this thing.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Couldn't be happier to be here.
Not even a little bit happier.
I hope you had a fantastic weekend. We did.
Yeah, we did.
Ate some tri-tip yesterday.
Best weekend ever had by anyone.
Amazing barbecue.
Clearly, you didn't have a good weekend.
Yeah, how was yours? Wasn't as good as ours.
No, y'all's weekend could have been okay. I guess. You want me to do Elvis again?
No. Okay. You don't have to. It's cool.
I won't do
it's
it.
Cool. It's cool.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog riding on the town.
Wow.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Save us, Stever. Save us.
Oh, what is...
Oh.
Why didn't you play the Buccaneers theme?
Oh,
they lost the game yesterday.
We still have a chance. We just got to go up against RG3 today.
Yeah, there's no way the Eagles are going to beat the Redskins.
You never know, man.
Okay, wait, Matt, did you hear that?
Did you hear that? Wait till tomorrow when I'm eating my words.
Your words are going to taste like a wonderful pumpkin spice muffin from so
fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Whatever. You know who was flying yesterday?
America.
Jets. Jets were flying.
Yeah.
They Jets were flying
right
with the little
guys.
Help of Lavonte David, who hit Geno Smith as he went out of bounds to give him a 15-yard penalty, and they kicked
excuses.
The field goal.
This is where they
and
talk
we
about
lost
sports.
To the
and
Jets. It's oh, welcome back, football, and this pit of doom in my stomach.
Matt, I did notice you sucking down that coffee. Must be some good stuff.
It's good. It's good coffee, Steven. Hey. I appreciate your coffee every day.
All right.
I even Hope wash so. Out my dish, everyone that's listening that works here. I wash out my dish.
I don't care if you wash out
No
your
more
dish.
Emails. I'm washing my dishes.
Matt, if you need help with the dishes, just let me know.
I'll let you know.
All right, bro. All right, ready?
Yep.
All right, let's do this.
It's the Mad Hatter's birthday.
Nope.
It's Batman Adam West's birthday.
Nope. Lost in
Space.
Space.
Never seen it. I've never seen it. Got the wrong guy.
How have you not seen that? You didn't see the remake?
No.
That movie was not bad. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, it had Matt LeBlanc. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, it had Joey in it.
Nope.
And that little girl from Party of Five.
No.
Yeah.
She has the squeaky voice.
No.
She's like,
no!
Well, there's a reason I'm playing Lost in Space.
Why? It's Lost in Space birthday!
Yeah. Angela Cartwright from the Danny Thomas Show and Lost in Space is celebrating a birthday today.
Okay. I don't even... I
if
don't
she
know.
Was in Lost in Space, the show... That
yeah,
means
the original.
She... Oh, man!
72.
76.
61.
Oh, 61.
Man.
61.
She must have played one of the kids.
All right, here you go. You guys are going to have fun with this.
Okay.
Music for
Is it Adam Sandler's birthday?
It is Adam Sandler's birthday.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to go down to the market and have a good time.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
I should have known. Well, anyway.
Well, anyway. Let's see. How old do you think?
Let's see.
50.
What? No.
51.
I'm gonna say 46. He's just enjoying the song.
Love stinks.
Yep.
Yeah. Adam's birthday.
We already both
51.
Guessed. 46.
Oh, I didn't think Matt guessed. 51. And actually, Steve-O, very close. And I should have known because every movie he's in, he plays songs from when I was in high school. He's 47.
Oh,
he's 47. All right, so whenever an Englishman is needed for a romantic comedy?
Hugh Grant,
yes. Celebrating a birthday.
One time, Waverly was in New York, and I saw Hugh Grant in Central Park.
No way!
It was very romantic.
That's cool. Was he filming?
It was romantic to see Hugh Grant in Central Park.
It's a romantic place, Stever! You can see a homeless person in Central Park and be like, this is pretty romantic.
Were you Twitter-pated?
No, I saw Isaac the homeless guy in New York, and I was
actually, you know who I saw in New York?
Enamored.
I saw the Naked Cowboy.
Nope. I've never been to New York for these reasons. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
No,
he's the guy in the whitey tighties and the cowboy hat and the guitar, and
he's like a famous street performer.
Yeah,
Times Square, right?
Times Square. Yeah. Yep.
I actually
took pictures. I'll show you pictures.
He was just jogging.
He was jogging. He was jogging?
That was it. No big deal.
All right.
Hugh Grant is 51 years old.
54.
You guys are on it today.
Yeah, we are.
But you're off.
Cool.
He's 53.
Dang. Oh, man.
53.
So we're going to get one today.
Yeah, you might. You might. Any fans of The Office?
Yes. Okay. Are you kidding me?
We were arguing yesterday how.
Listen, I have to listen.
No. Oh, that's sorry, Steve. You know that's coming.
Oh yes.
All right, here we go.
No, that was.
Yeah.
So anyway, Charles Esten, who's in Nashville, he also played the Stamford branch manager on The Office.
Okay. Oh.
Remember when Jim went to go work in Stamford?
Yes. Yep. Yes, Deacon from Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
He was also in Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Wow.
Yeah.
What's his name? In real life?
Deacon from Nashville.
Whoa.
Alien sounds.
Yeah.
He is 51.
Hey, here's the TV short version.
There we go.
How old is the branch manager from Stanford? Charles Esten is his name.
Yeah. 46.
48.
Ah!
48.
Dang it!
All right.
Close.
I was trying. You know, it's not always easy for some of these that you go try to find some kind of a sound or music. Couldn't find one that would, you know, be appropriate. Rachel Hunter celebrating her birthday today. Best known probably for Piranaconda.
What is that?
That's what I'm saying.
Piranaconda?
Piranaconda.
Is that one of those Sci-Fi Channel movies that Steve-O likes so much? It is.
Yeah. It's where you'll see it in a double feature with Sharknado.
Yeah. You know who really does like those movies?
Who?
Dawn.
Really?
She thinks they're so funny.
You are just stirring the beans on things.
A
B-horror
movie, right?
Yes. Yeah. She loves them.
Oh, Piranaconda is what it's called?
That's good.
Yeah. Rachel Hunter. Let's see. I don't know.
She was in such films as Piranaconda and other titles I can't say on Christian radio. She's probably 27.
She was actually in Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, so that's not going to work out for me. She is 43.
41.
44.
Oh, we're so close. It's Monday.
Yeah.
I feel like we're the Buccaneers.
Of course, I gave you some great hints there,
man.
Including Piranaconda.
Piranaconda.
Will and Grace or Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Yeah, Modern Family. Eric Stone Street celebrating a birthday.
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
What?
We don't know which one he is either.
I'm not familiar with that show. I'm waiting until it's almost finished.
Maybe you should watch
started.
It more.
46. Ah, 38.
42.
Ah.
42. All right.
We're just flying in blind here.
What? It's not John Schneider's
Just
birthday.
A good old boy.
This is Dukes.
I
never mean
yeah!
John Schneider was the Duke's answer.
He was Luke Dukes!
You know who wasn't?
Was he Bo or Luke?
You know who wasn't a Duke of Hazzard?
Who?
Roy Schneider. Roy Schneider.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Jaws.
He was in Jaws.
And all that jazz.
Jaws.
Or jazz. Yeah, all that jazz. Yeah.
He was in a movie called Jaws 2?
No, all that jazz.
Jaws and Jaws 2 and Jazz and Jazz 2.
Yeah.
Tom Wopat's birthday today.
Tom Wilpants?
Wopat.
Who did he play?
The other Duke brother.
Oh, okay.
The dark-haired one.
He was also in an episode of Smallville.
Okay.
And look I was out. Like,
I wonder why that
hey!
Would be.
Hey! Hey! Come on, it was cool.
That's John Schneider. John Schneider saying, hey, man, you need a paycheck?
Yeah, it was cool. It was really, really cool.
Did he slide across a
Tom,
car?
Tom Wopat, how old is he?
59.
61. 62.
Ah! Shoot.
So close.
Shoot dang, y'all.
I know this. It is E.T.
Henry Thomas. Celebrating a birthday.
Hey, Henry Thomas's birthday.
Yep. Which one is he?
He's the kid. He's Elliot, bro. He was also in such films as Legends of the Fall. He played Samuel, the youngest brother.
What a great movie.
With Legends of the Fall or E.T.?
Both.
But yeah.
Both. Both of them.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Well, did you ever ride the E.T. ride?
I did.
I did,
actually,
too.
You should have seen how that ride said my kids' names.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it wasn't a ride. They would call one person out of the audience, and they would, like, show you how it was magically done and blah, 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 blah.
Welcome, Geoffrey.
I got called out of the audience, and I was excited, and I got up there, and I rode the E.T. Yeah, and I'm up here in front of, like, 100 people at Universal Studios, and then I get off the stage, and my little brother's bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
Because apparently, my brother was raising his hand, and they pointed, and I was standing in front of him, and I just got so excited, I ran up on stage. They were pointing at Scotty.
Dang it.
I was that older brother jerk who just, and they didn't say anything, and so Scott was like,
you stole it.
You stole it. I wanted to ride E.T. And then that began the end for us. Yeah.
That was the beginning of the
end. Henry Thomas would not be pleased with
you. No, he would not.
How old do we think he is?
46.
38.
42.
Ah!
42.
Man.
Already.
That crazy? Kid has grown up.
Yeah. Okay.
I know this. ER.
Dr. Luka Kovac on ER.
Luka Kovac.
He
is awesome.
Goran Visnjic. He actually is from Eastern Europe.
Right. 49.
49ers.
Yeah, because they won yesterday.
Welcome to San Francisco, Anquan Boldin.
Oh, man. My wife was excited because she drafted him. She was the smart one.
Yep.
We said, no, he's old.
What did you guess?
Hey, Matt, how old's Goran?
49.
51.
41.
Oh.
41.
So?
So, you're wrong.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I guess I can't be too bummed my team lost. The Pack lost yesterday.
Is it Michael Bublé's birthday?
Michael Bubble.
Woo!
Wow.
Guy can sing.
Yeah, he can.
This is one of Dave Stovall's favorite people in the world.
Dave,
I told everybody you like Michael Bublé.
Favorite people or favorite singers?
Everything.
Nice guy, is he?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I like his voice, though. He seems nice. He wears nice suits, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see him in Central Park one day.
Frank Sinatra seemed nice.
He is.
He did it his way, man.
32.
38.
Ah!
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I know it all.
No clue.
All right, back to birthdays.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh.
Which I never saw. Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yep.
And My Week with Marilyn.
Yep.
Played Marilyn.
Austin, also Dawson's Creek.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
All right. We have,
guys, Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
How have we not talked about this? Dawson! And
no.
Joey!
No.
And Pacey!
I've never, ever watched come Dawson's on. Creek.
We got,
no.
We've got,
no,
another,
come on,
we got
no.
another birthday, and it's already 7.
Man.
Okay.
Michelle Williams. 33.
35.
Actually, she's 33, Matt. Yay! Nicely done. He is a fan.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's all right, go to the next really? One. We got
okay,
another birthday.
Go.
All right.
The Eurythmics.
It is the Eurythmics birthday. Synthesizer. Sweet dreams are made Moog.
Come on. Is it Annie Lennox's birthday?
No.
Oh. The other guy.
No, come on, Steve-O.
The other guy on the
really?
Keyboard.
Really?
Looking for something. Dude, come on.
It's like husband.
Her husband?
Guy on the keyboard.
John Lennox.
I think. Dave Stewart.
Dave Lennox.
Dave Stewart.
I got it.
Is that the drummer from The Police?
Hey.
Patrick Stewart.
Steve-O?
He's going to punch you.
Yeah.
Punch him with
just
your side.
Just because he used to spin these records at Roller King.
Hey, Roller King was a fantastic place to hang out. You could get great discounts on the weekend. I don't want to talk about it. How old is this person?
He was really Annie Lennox's husband?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh. Yep.
I'm guessing that this person is 56 years old.
What did Steve-O say?
He is 58.
61.
Oh!
Yep, this was the best Eurythmics song. Yeah, not so electronic. All right, dates. We are to dates.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. On this date, in what year did California become the 31st state of the union?
California quarter. Come on. And the sky is gray.
My hoodie's gray.
It is.
I'm in for a week.
All right.
So the
Nard Dog showed up this morning.
Nard Dog.
1932. Yeah, Steve-O, that's probably not right at all. 1816.
Okay, let me help you guys out with history. You'll never forget this.
1849, the 49ers.
The year after they found gold.
Yeah.
What year did they find gold, Steve-O?
1850.
Yes, 1850.
Yes! Woo! 1930-something.
So 1851?
Oh, man.
No,
1850.
1849.
The year after they found gold,
the 49ers.
They said, the United States said, oh, you guys should be a state.
I'm piecing it together.
We like you. You have gold.
Mind. Yes, good job,
you guys
America.
Said I had a sixth sense with math, and now I know you're lying.
Yeah. Yeah. On this date, in what year, the National Broadcasting Company was created by the Radio Corporation of America?
Oh, NBC.
The following program
became
is brought to you in living color on NBC.
In living color. Okay, it was in color.
In living color.
So it was
he
after...
said radio. He just said radio.
No, they were made a TV station by the radio company.
No. Listen.
Oh.
The National Broadcasting Company
NBC.
Was created by the Radio Corporation of America.
Oh, so this was in...
And
this
then
radio.
You got thrown
this
off
radio.
By the commercial.
It was radio.
And I got thrown off by the commercial. Because
I was just doing their three-tone thing.
Right.
Okay.
Radio. So obviously... It was in California because that's where NBC originated.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
So, had to be after 1850.
Good Lord.
Radio.
Who was the radio invented?
Radio, Steve-O.
Radio
Marconi.
Invented
come on.
By Marconi in 1742.
Oh, my gosh.
Punch me in the face. 1906.
Oh!
You said like 12 years before you said the right one.
Yes! Don't test me in radio.
Don't test him. He's got knowledge.
I do.
He's got background knowledge.
I took a 3-week community college course to get this job.
He's made a resume.
I am smart.
All right, so today
is the greatest.
Is National Boss Employee Exchange Day.
Oh, man. So we get to switch places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come sit in here and I'll go sit in Joan's office.
And then I will sit... somewhere else.
We could switch microphones.
Hey, it's a wonderful Weirdos Day. Nothing's quite as dull as being normal, boring, and average. Celebrate being weird.
Yeah, weirdo.
Celebrate the weirdos in your life.
Weirdo.
I'm celebrating Steve-O and Matt.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Weirdos.
We're a little weirdos.
It's Teddy Bear Day.
Hey,
I got a story about my teddy bear. You want to hear a story about my teddy bear?
Yeah.
I had the chicken pox when I was little. Did you guys have the chicken pox?
I did. I was sent to McDonald's.
You don't want the shingles.
I had chicken pox.
Yeah. I was connived into going to McDonald's with like a group of kids.
So anyway, I had the chicken pox and I was like, you know what? This Winnie the Pooh that my aunt made for me with love needs the chicken pox. So I took Elmer's glue.
Oh, no.
And I gave my teddy bear the chicken pox.
I'm glad you did, because he would have gotten shingles.
Yeah, this is true. It's true.
Today is National I Love Food Day.
Oh,
as well.
You celebrated a day early.
Yeah, yesterday was
Speaking of which, Solomon's Porch is just around the corner.
Yes!
That is all.
Oh, yeah. Today is the greatest day.
Today is the greatest day in the history of days.
It's pretty awesome. Lovable weirdos. What is it? Wacky Weirdos Day?
Wacky Weirdo Tire Shoe Day.
Celebrate your shoe with us today.
It's it Wacky Monday. Weirdo Day. You should spread the word about our show. We're weird every day.
That's right.
Today you can, it's the day you celebrate.
Just go retweet our awesome link there.
Look, I just put this up. Currently wearing my party socks. They have pink flamingos on them. Team Awesome Morning Party is happening and is always strange. Now. Retweet that.
There you go.
Retweet it.
We got a great show for you today. I'm excited. Lots of fun on the way.
Dude, we have a topic of the day, sort of.
Run River North. Yes, we're going to talk a little bit to the expert, Stever.
Yes.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
It's going to be an exciting day filled with knowledge and...
Wisdom.
Wisdom and...
Joy. Laughter.
And...
Elmo.
Central Park. Jogging.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Quick break, right back. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Hey!
Chicka, 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 traffic!
There's construction work 12th Street Northwest at Aspen Avenue. And there is an accident at Wyoming Boulevard South at Manal. That occurred at 6:45 a.m. So be careful around there.
Ah, yes.
Everywhere else, pretty green, little congestion on Paseo, as to be expected. The end of traffic. For now.
For now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Josh over there working hard.
Man.
Big old line at SoPo this morning.
Yeah, big old line at SoPo.
Monday morning. Everybody wanting to get their coffee on because, you know.
Because it's Monday. Monday on fun day.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Are we going to hit this topic?
Why not?
Question of the day.
I like this. I see what you did with the music.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. You know, speaking of questions.
Yeah?
If you would like to send us a question.
Maybe you have a question.
Studio@mystaticradio.com. We love taking listener questions and asking the audience.
If it's a math question, you should prepare yourself to not get it answered by me.
I'm pretty awesome at math.
Not me, though. So that's why I probably won't answer.
I got like a 32 in math on the, was that the ACT?
That's cool. Did the Bucks win yesterday?
Shut up, Matt!
Oh.
It was a close game.
Aw. I'm sorry. I've given you enough.
The Jets' new quarterback, Geno Smith, was really good, okay?
He's a rookie.
Actually, he was pretty good.
He's
he did a
rookie, a
good job.
And he did great.
Anybody who's looking to pick up a tight end in fantasy, Kellen Winslow, not a bad pick right there, buddy.
He
just
said,
saying.
As I was picking him up on my fantasy football.
Just saying. He could be pretty good.
You have a fantasy
Seemed to be the
football.
Favorite target of Geno Smith, new quarterback for the Jets. Just saying.
What's up now?
Yeah.
What's up now?
All right. So,
I'm sorry. Sometimes I write little bits of songs.
Ah,
and
yes.
Then midway through the songs, I realize this is terrible, so I stop.
Question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
How long is it okay... to live with your parents?
No! I wasn't ready.
Oh, my bad.
Just kidding.
You don't live with your parents.
It was like
you live
I
with
wasn't
your friend.
Ready to move out.
Oh.
Look out. This guy, he's got jokes. They're funny every time.
According to a new survey, how long is it okay to live with your parents after graduating from college? Question mark.
I don't know.
4 years. I don't know. College grads have until the age of 27, and then most people think it's time to move on. Now, here's the question. What if you're not in college? Do you still have till you're 27, or is it like a, hey, not doing anything with your life guy?
I think if you're not in college, you need to get out fast.
Yeah?
Like, this is what happened to me.
Okay.
18 years old. Actually, 17 when I went to college because I was
young.
Because
you're smart, minus math.
I was young. My birthday was August 12th in the beginning of the school year.
Okay.
Anyway, so I went to college and lived in the dorm and quit going home as much as possible. And then we got an apartment.
Yeah.
And then we got a different apartment. And then I lived in another place closer to home. And then when I was 26 years old, I had to move back home.
Oh, no.
Because the band, our shows started coming in at lower guarantees. Oh. And we were making less money. And I had to move home. And at that point, both of my sisters were back home. So they had already divvied up the bedrooms because the house I grew up in, there were only two bedrooms, and my sisters had shared a bedroom. And so I lived on the couch. And my mom felt awful about it every day. And if she is listening right now, I'm not telling the story to make you feel bad. So don't feel bad. Because I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. And I was really disappointed in myself that I was 26 years old and I had to move back home. Mm. But then I started finding out it's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends my age, the same thing. Like, they had gotten out. A lot of them had gone to school and gotten degrees and then realized that they had been lied to their whole lives by the government and the public education system because they were like, yeah, I'll get a degree and then I'm guaranteed a job. And
right.
Then, boom, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Not at all, especially in this economy. So they were all moving home, too, getting side jobs, and everybody's, like, my age is, like, 26, 27 years old going, well, I guess we're all losers now.
Yeah.
But then moved to Nashville, got married, and now I have a wife.
And you both live with me.
Yep. For now. We're making a transition, Steve-O.
I know, I'm just kidding. Static!
Hey, it's the cab driver.
Hey, cab driver.
Hey, so two things. You should definitely move out before you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, are you staying on Steve-O's couch right now?
Well, we have a guest room.
They have a guest room. But I am in the process of buying furniture.
I was just saying, because if you're sleeping on the couch, does it bring in back, you know?
Like flashbacks? Really?
Yeah, you haven't PTSD.
I have a really comfortable couch.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you're in a band for about 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and you try to master sleeping on a van bench while the van is driving down the road.
Truth.
A couch is a luxury.
Yeah.
So I have no problems sleeping on a couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a luxury when you're married, too.
Oh, man. Hey, dude.
This hey, bye. Have a good one.
This isn't a marriage counseling hotline. I can't fix your life for you.
505-338-3700, the
right,
phone number.
What's the question?
Static!
Hey, this is Ken, Dan's dad. What's going
hey!
On?
Hey! Deep voice, Ken.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it's just one of those early morning things, because I'm really a falsetto.
Yesterday, we... I can't even get it out. Yesterday, Mateo got to meet you in real life, and
it
he was like,
wonderful.
Wow!
That's true. I did, but I've got a story about Dan and his brother. I had to kick out of the house when he was graduating from high school.
Let's hear it.
Okay, Dan and his younger brother shared a room. They had bunk beds. Dan was growing like one of those weeds that you find in your backyard 2 days after you weeded, and it's 6 foot tall.
Yep.
But Dan's 6'6" now, but Dan had to sleep in his bunk bed diagonally. Because he did not fit. And even then, he had to bend his knees. And I told his older brother, said, when you go to college, you got to move out. Because Dan needs his own room. He just cannot sleep in his bed anymore.
Right.
So that was my way of making sure that he moved out. And he never came back. He lives on his own. He always has.
That was a pretty smart way to go about it.
Well, I've always thought that you set their expectations ahead of time. You know, we will help you get a degree. so that you will have the ability to live on your own when you get out of school.
Right.
Plan a degree that's going to get you some money and go. But all of our kids have moved out, and they've been moved out since they went to college.
That's
Man.
Awesome.
There you go. Dan's
That's how
dad.
We roll.
That's how but, we roll. Love it. Love the deep voice, too.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Beautiful.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Calvin from Hobbs.
Calvin from Hobbs.
Hey, so per 26, that feels like really old.
Right. 27, actually.
27.
Only 20% think adult children should stay as long as they like. It depends on the age, though. The older the parents, the little more intolerant they are of you staying. If you have younger parents, they say they're more tolerant of you hanging out on the couch for a while longer.
That just feels like super old. Like, personally, I can't, like, wait. Like, not that I hate my parents and hate my family right now because I love them so much. But I can't, like, wait to, like, start, like, living on my own and doing stuff for myself.
Yeah.
And so...
It's called maturity.
Yeah. Yeah. What? So, like, definitely, like, as soon as, like, in college, get a job, get an apartment with my brother, and we'll be doing stuff by ourselves.
Hey, Calvin, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Why do you hate your family so much?
I don't hate my family. I love my family. I love my family.
We know. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Hey, cherish these moments, buddy, because
I planted the seed of doubt.
You turn around and you're like 35, and you're like, remember,
and you're
mama?
You're working at a radio station. You're
I
like,
missed
you,
mama.
I know. That's how I feel. Where am I? What has my life become?
Yep. Yeah. You know, you just cherish these moments, there, Calvin from Ops.
Okay, I will.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right, later.
Cherish the moment.
Start loving your family. Gosh.
Cherish the moment.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Question of the day, how long is it okay to live with your parents? After graduating from college, according to a new survey, 4 years. College grads have until the age of 27, and then it's time to move on, people. At least according to the survey. It's weird. Parents in the Northeast... So keep your room ready.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom always kept my room ready.
Really?
South. Yeah, south.
See, I'll tell you my story in a minute. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, gosh.
Sorry. Just give me like a 3-second warning.
I said after Andrew Bell, traffic!
I didn't hear you. I was talking to myself.
Yeah, you were reminiscing on your old school days, just...
It means no worries.
For the rest of your days. It's your problem-free philosophy.
There's a lot of congestion on Paseo at Jefferson and continuing on under the interstate. Mm-hmm. And what was it? We found out that they're working on a big interchange.
Yeah.
There, so it's probably going to have a lot of construction and
slow
going for a
while. Yeah, that whole Paseo I-25 area. Good luck.
And then there is construction work 12th Street Northwest at Aspen Avenue. And that is your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669.
Wow. Nice. How long is it okay to live with your parents after graduating from college? That's the question of the day.
Q of the D.
According to a new survey, they say 4 years. College grads have until the age of 27... And then most people say it's time to move on.
I thought you said a foyer.
Only 20% think adult children should be allowed to stay as long as they like. And according to the survey, it actually depends on the age of your parents. Younger parents are a little more tolerant, while older parents are a little more impatient. I don't know about that. I feel like I'm the younger parent.
I don't know either.
I'm already like, all right, Jack, where are you going to college?
Jack, come on,
you're
man.
You're 9 years old.
Quit looking over my shoulder, Jack.
I'm Instagramming. Why do you have to constantly look over my shoulder? Go to college.
Yesterday, I figured him out because he started asking me questions about my fantasy football team. He's like, yeah, so-and-so is ahead of you by like, he was totally just throwing this out there.
Yeah.
Like, making it up, talking out of his butt. He was just like, yeah, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm doing blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, yeah, what? He was saying, you know, you should check it. And then I'm like going, yeah, really? You know, so I'm starting to check the app. And then he goes, hey, why don't you see what my score is? And I stopped and I closed it and I said, you! I've got you, buddy. I know you.
You know that was clever.
Oh, it was.
He's so smart.
He's a lawyer. He's going to be a lawyer.
Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I have a comment on the whole moving out thing. I think it just depends on the person. Because I moved out when I was 17.
17?
Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
It was hard. I'm not going to lie. Okay. But, you know, but at the same time, like, me and my mom get along if we can spend, like, minimal amount of time together. we're so much alike that, like, even more than, like, 3 days can, like, drive each other crazy.
Right.
And we start fighting like crazy. And so I did have to move back with her when I was in college, and that only lasted, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, already finding another place. But, you know, I think it just depends on the person, you know. But I think if a person can be financially responsible, regardless of the age, I think they should be out. But 27 is kind of, I don't know. I mean, for me, since I've been out since 17, I couldn't imagine. I'm going to be 25. I couldn't imagine moving back with my mom. You know, I mean, worst case scenario, if I had to, I would, but it's not my first choice.
There you go.
Totally.
On the flip side, when your mom comes calling in like 20 years and says, "Hey, mija, I need to live with you.
Little mija.
I need to move back.
Yeah.
I need help. I need you to help me." Are you going to let your mom move in with you?
I don't know.
I mean, she raised you.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Changed your
diapers. That's right. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. It'll depend on the situation.
Stop answering four people, Mateo.
She is having a crisis right now. You are giving her a moral crisis.
It's like 20 years from now. Don't worry about it.
She's going to be future trip.
20 years. Okay. I think 20 years from now, I think I'll be okay.
Okay, good. There you go. All right.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
No, I totally agree with her, though. I think it's person to person.
Yeah.
And it seems like on Facebook, we're getting the same thing.
Okay.
Josue.
Huh?
1 year, find a job, move out. Oh, that's number one. Number two is 1 year, find a job or work two jobs, or three and move out. Kids don't grow up to be responsible adults until they know how to be independent and pay their own bills. Asia says, living independently sounds great, but at 18, you start to see a bigger picture. Most are not financially ready. Even if a graduate does not move, they are still supported by... We already read this one. I read that one a while ago.
Dude, I thought I was invincible. So I was like, yeah, I'm moving out. Yeah, I got my own apartment. Yeah, I just got offered a free credit card.
Free credit card?
Heck yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah, I got a $10,000 limit on this as an 18-year-old. Thanks, Discover Card.
I don't know if you know this, but credit cards are this magical thing where you never even have to use money again.
Ever!
You just run the credit card, and then when you can't run it anymore, you get another credit card, and you put that credit card on that credit card, and you just keep going.
Sadly, that is a true story, and I just kept like, yes, dude. Oh, yeah, comic books? Heck yeah. And I'll never forget, I was at a comic book store in town, and my little silver Discover Card that made me invincible, and they swiped it, and they're like, "I'm sorry, this isn't working." I'm like, "What do you mean it's not working? It always works every day, 7 times when I go to Taco Bell and all the places I go because I'm 18 years old.
All the places.
You should run it again. I've seen how they say it in the movies. Just run it again.
There must be something.
There's obviously something
Your
wrong.
Your machine is stupid.
Gosh.
Run it again.
Run it again, lady. I got a $10,000 limit. I'm invincible. Whoop. Nope. Still not working. That's weird. I'll have to call and see what's going on. I guess I can't get Ultimate Spider-Man number 4 today."
Wow.
And then I went home and called and found out I had racked up $10,000 on a credit card with like fast food and comic books and video games.
How do you even
and
do
snowboard
that?
Trips and stupidity because I'm 18.
Stupidity is very expensive.
I'm telling you right now, it was a very, very, very costly lesson for me. So I hear people saying, you know, 18, but you're right. It definitely depends on the individual.
Yeah.
And parents, man, prepare your children for this time period, because I'll tell you what, I was obviously not prepared, and I wanted to move out. I was invincible, and yeah, learned some pretty valuable lessons, like Proverbs, where it talks about the... the debtor is slave to the lender. Slave.
Yeah.
There's a reason they use that word, slave credit cards. So
it's hard when you have to, you know, you hit the real world because the real world hits you right back in the face.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't stop. Like Jane says on Facebook, "It was humbling and difficult. I had tuition and food through a scholarship, no car. I didn't eat out, didn't see a movie or have many clothes. I am thankful for those years, though. They gave me compassion for the struggling.
See, that's awesome. That's really awesome, because unfortunately, I had this little silver card that made me not have to think about responsibilities for at least a couple months until I had spent 10 grand.
Man.
10 grand, Mateo!
10 grand!
Just saying. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Mark Wiggins, good morning.
Wiggins! Good morning.
Hey, how are you all? Very fun conversation you guys are having this morning. I have twin girls. Twin, that means they're, you know.
They look the same.
You know what it means. Yeah, they kind of don't. They're both pretty, but they don't really look the same. Oh. And they're complete opposites. Raised in the same way. One could take care of herself since she was like 3.
Uh-huh.
They're 19 now. One still can't take care of herself.
Wow.
So, you know, one's been good with money, everything, budgeting. You name it, they're good at it. And the other one could just watch cartoons all day.
And their names are Jacob and Esau. Little known fact.
Interesting female names.
Yes. Pretty girls can, you know, you could call them Sam. Or, well, I guess Sam is a girl's name. Never mind. Don't use that example. But I know where you were going with that.
We'll
so, yeah,
we'll
it depends on the individual. Because I can barely take care of myself. If I had to do laundry in my house, I'd be going... Oh, I don't want to use that example either. I'm not doing very well this morning.
Friend, hey, friend, I can teach you how to do some laundry.
Yeah, laundry's not bad. Come on.
I can do
it. My 9-year-old
and 7-year-old do their own laundry.
Yeah, better yet, maybe you could hire Jack and Lou.
That would be good. They need a job.
They need a job. They're kids.
I can hire my daughters, except one of them already does it. I know how to do laundry. I just don't like to do laundry.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
And actually, I like to do laundry. I don't like to fold laundry.
Maybe your one daughter that's not financially responsible, maybe she knows how to do it. She just doesn't like.
Well, she does it. She just does it like once a month. It's like, what? Where's my stuff, sweetheart? You're now tapping into my things to wear.
Yeah.
Anyway, great conversation.
Yeah. Definitely person to person.
Yeah. There you go. Fireman Wiggins.
All right. God bless, buddy.
God bless you, man. I love that dude.
Man. You know what? It's funny because we talk. It's always like. We hear these studies, and then it always comes back to like, no, it's person to person.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. Another study has said that the majority of people are stupid. No, it's person to person, but yes, that's true.
Question of the day, how long is it okay to live with your parents after graduating from college? I like Pool Boy flipped the script and said, yeah, but how long is it okay for your parents to live with you?
Yeah.
Because his mother-in-law lived with him. Oh, man.
Dude, I definitely think that's person to person because you have some people that are more inclined, you know, to even... Like, I have friends that, like, that is their calling in life is to take care of elderly people, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, if their parents, if it comes time, they're prepared.
Right.
You know, and then you have other people that aren't prepared at all and can't even handle it.
And the cat's in the cradle in the silver spoon. Little boy, blowing the man in the moon. Just saying. I remember when that song started playing out in my mind when my mom would call me one time and I was too busy to talk to her.
Oh, man.
And it was full circle.
Full circle. Oh, my God.
We got to take a quick break. Question of the day is up at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right back. The classic crime. More of your answers for the question of the day. How long is it okay to live with your parents? And or how long is it okay for your parents to live with you?
Interesting.
Sound off now. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good Monday morning, everybody.
Team Austin Morning Party.
We are here right now, and we are discussing another controversial topic.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not really. We're talking about when you think people
whether
should,
or
kids
not
should
we
have
should
to
give
out.
Arms to the enemies of Syria.
No, gosh.
No. Oh, when children should move out of their parents' home. I was close. They are both hot topics of the day.
Hot topics. Hot topic. Hot topic. But we realize you're probably hearing a lot about Syria on other channels. TV, internet.
Newspaper.
Because it is the most...
Do they sell newspapers?
It is the most important thing going on for our country right now, despite what we're talking about. Here's the thing. Neither of us are experts on Syria, so we thought it'd be best if we didn't try
Here's
to
the thing.
Throw our stuff out about it.
USA Today at 9:57 p.m., yesterday. So USA yesterday?
USA
today?
Yesterday.
USA Today yesterday? Yesterday, today, USA Today yesterday. This was a headline in USA Today. Some see biblical visions of doom in Syria trouble. There are many who are pointing to Old Testament scripture that predict the destruction of Damascus as and the civil war in Egypt going on. And it's, dude, that story, the story is crazy. That's not what we're talking about.
It's a weighty topic.
In the book of Isaiah, it talks about Damascus. Behold, Damascus about to be removed from being a city will become a fallen ruin. Damascus, of course, is the Syrian capital and one of the world's oldest cities. Another passage in Isaiah 19 deals with the civil war in Egypt and the rise of a fierce king, quote unquote. And it was a headline in USA Today this morning talking about Old Testament scripture and how this could signal the end of the world. USA Today. Did I mention that?
USA Yesterday.
Yeah. So we, of course, are talking about when children should move out of their parents' house.
Another signal of the end of the world. A different signal.
When your teenager says, Mom, I'm ready.
Not mentioned in biblical text.
How long is it okay to live with your parents after graduating from college, according to a new survey? 4 years. They have until the age of 27, according to most parents. And then people say, hey, it's time to go, yo. You gotta get out.
You gotta get out of here, man.
You just don't want him to move out too early, because look at Jesse Pinkman, okay?
Okay.
He wanted to be independent and live on his own.
Took us T-minus 2 hours and 18 minutes to get into Breaking Bad.
I won't talk about Breaking Bad.
Keeping a daily count. And we're not going to spoil anything.
No spoilers.
We mentioned it, and now we are away from it.
Fine, we'll move on.
Shauna says her parents let her live with them as long as she wanted.
Okay.
Well after she was ready to move. But from the time she started working, she had to pay tithe and give them money because they taught me that everyone in the family has to contribute on some level. Even before her first job, it taught her discipline and a sense of worth. Now that her parents are gone, she lost them both in her early 20s. She's learned independence and how to live within her means and contribute to society.
Wow.
Boom. Yeah, that's another big option. It's like another big option. A lot of times if parents let the kids stay for a longer time, they will say, yes, you can stay, but you need to start pitching in, helping out with bills a little
when
bit.
When do you do that?
I don't know, man.
Like, high school's over, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, man, you can stay here for as long as you want. By the way, slide across this mortgage payment to you. Just look at that number there. All right. What do you think is a fair assessment of the square footage of the room you currently reside in? Just get back to us anytime. You have 1 hour. When do you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Jack's 9. Is it too early? He shares a room with Luke.
No, he should have to. That kid's been lawyering me. He should have to pay.
He really is going to be a lawyer.
He should have to pay my cut.
No. Speaking of, Mateo, I didn't want to do this on the air, but...
are you sliding the mortgage across to me right now?
Take a look at this paper right
here.
How
long do I have?
You just get any amount of time, as long as it's within the next hour. Just take a look at this.
What is this hour with you?
Square footage of the guest room is approximately 10 feet by 12 feet. However, we probably need to measure out the area of the couch that you also reside on.
Chrissy, help me.
A couple areas.
Chrissy.
So we just need to discuss that.
Chrissy, help me. He brought the mortgage. He brought the bill. It's here.
505-338-3700.
You guys got a fantastic deal. Thanks, Evan.
Oh, man. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also chime in there. I got another list for you.
Tanya says she wanted to long before she did, but she never felt financially ready.
Okay.
She stayed until she was 24 and got married. Her brother was the opposite. He was out at 18.
Wow.
It's person to person. That's what we're finding out. We have so many responses on Facebook.
Person to person, what if the person's like 32 and he's like, you know what, though?
You know, that's
Dad,
a good point.
Mom, I'm just not ready.
And then the parents are like, no, we saw Stepbrothers. We know where this leads.
Stever.
Hey.
Let's get some expert opinion
here.
Yes. You have 17 children. Your last name is
Stever,
Smith.
Stever, you started your own colony.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think... not having an extended family under one roof is somewhat unique to America.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, after the age of 18, if you're not in school, you're a roommate.
Mm. Okay.
So pretty much what you were saying.
All right.
It's time to work some of that out and responsibilities at the house and
yeah.
The cost and, you know. But if you're in school, Personally, I'm going to do everything I can to assist you in making it through that.
I like that.
Because that's your job, right? Like, basically, hey, school is your job. And when that is no longer your job, quote unquote,
yeah, and family,
it's time to get a real job.
Families need to help each other out, and sometimes helping each other out includes counseling.
Okay.
There you go.
See, that's good advice.
That is solid advice.
Besides, his name is Steve Ryman. Name, the man is in the name. You have Ryman. A lot of boys, little mans.
He is the Ryman.
Little. They're like all 7 feet tall.
They're men.
And they're bulletproof.
Odin over here with all these, like, Norse god children.
Yeah.
Big
Gosh.
Guys.
Gosh.
Big guys.
Big dudes.
Yeah.
You have the blood of Thor running through your veins.
Yeah, or Leif Erikson, one of the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I saw Bill Peterson's kids yesterday, too.
Yeah.
They're giants.
They look like Thors.
Gosh.
Yeah. All these Norse gods running around.
Is he from Minnesota?
I don't... Detroit.
Yeah, right?
The Great Lakes.
Midwest.
Yeah.
There you go.
They sailed those little Viking ships right into the lakes.
They do. And then when people perish, they put them on little stacks of, like, little boats.
Oh, here's the other thing.
Straw, and then they just push them out to sea.
Here's the other thing of my fire. Words of wisdom.
What?
Yeah.
When the guys marry, they are to leave and cleave.
Ah, yes.
Leave and cleave.
You mean you can't be 23 and married and living with your parents?
I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying it's it's kind of contrary to...
It's biblical doctrine.
Yeah, and what leave and cleave means, that might be a whole nother topic.
There you go. Mm. All right. Good opinion.
Thank you for the expert opinion, Steve Ryman.
Static!
Good morning. Hey, good morning. Speaking of the Great Lakes and sailing on ships and stuff like that...
Yeah.
Has anybody ever requested the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald as a song?
The what? Play?
Who sings that?
Gordon Lightfoot.
I don't think
no,
so.
No. No one has that. I don't think... I believe you would be the first.
I'll write it down.
No, I'm not requesting it. I'm saying, has anybody ever requested it?
No, sir.
I don't think so.
Because you don't want to connect me with requesting a song like that.
Oh, okay.
But it is a classic epic ballad song, yeah.
All right. Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, you need to look it up.
We will.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom!
All right.
Thanks for the call. Random request day.
It's Monday.
It is Monday. Coming up, I'm going to help you guys out. I got a list of things you've always thought were true. Oh, man. I am undone. Team Awesome Morning Party. Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon.
Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her.
Request and dedication
man.
From that last caller, dude.
Old
oh, yes.
Steams like a young man's dreams. The islands.
Okay, so, anyways.
I was
Happy
learning
Monday.
About the island, Steve-o.
I know. I feel like we learned a lot. Why has the last 24 hours been all about the Great Lakes?
I don't know.
Have you noticed
it
that?
It really has been.
Seriously, yesterday we were with some people, and
that's all anybody
that was what they were
about.
Talking about, the Great Lakes, because she's from Wisconsin. And
apparently
Great Lakes,
you can
Great
surf
Lakes.
On them.
I found that out yesterday. Just saying. Just
all right,
saying.
So
Happy Monday, everybody.
All morning... We have been talking about how long it's like, how long is it okay to live with your parents after graduating college? What if you didn't go to college? When is it okay, and how long is it okay for your parents to live with you if they have to move back in?
Yeah.
It's been a fascinating discussion. We've received insights from tons of people on both sides of the spectrum. But now we're going to move on.
I found a pretty interesting job. Getter helper.
Job getter helper. Who's
Gob, that? Job getter helper.
Gob.
Getter helper, Gob.
Gob Jeter helper.
Oh, man.
Jake Jeter.
Jake Jeter. Inside joke.
Inside
okay.
joke.
Career Builder. You know, that website.
Yeah.
They spoke to 2,000 people that hire and asked them what works. And what doesn't? So for those living at home with your parents, we've been talking about it this morning. If you're supposed to move out, if you need to get a job, I got 5 job interview things that work and 5 things that didn't work.
All right.
from Career Builder.
Career
you want to start
builder.
With the things that were successful or the things that were just not good?
Let's start with the successful things.
Okay, successful things. Things that have helped people get a job. This, according to Career Builder, spoke to 2,000 people that hire and asked them what works. Here are the top five successful things during an interview. Try these. One candidate rented a billboard outside of his future office. It's pretty. Oh. That's pretty creative.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
Like with his face on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, hey. Hire me.
However, if you're looking for a job, chances are you don't have enough money to.
That's a high stakes.
That is
bet
a
right there.
Yes, dude.
I'm gonna spend my last savings on this billboard, and then they'll give me the job. I know it. Fancy looking billboard. That's all you need. I see them on the highway all the time. It's like your ad could have been here if you put your ad here. Tons of people would have seen it. And I've seen the traffic at 5 p.m. on that highway every yeah. day. It's nuts, man.
Hey,
nuts.
It worked. That guy got the job.
Worked.
So here's another one that I don't know how this worked, but this actually worked. When the candidate walked in, he requested that his interview be conducted in Espanol.
Yes. Nice.
And then began to impress with his fluent Spanish.
Would you mind if we conducted this interview in Espanol? Sir, I don't speak Spanish.
Oh,
you don't. Interesting.
I do fluently.
How about French? Would you like to? Oh, that either?
No? Oh, no, no.
Oh, okay. We'll keep it. We'll keep
Sorry.
It to English.
We can stick with my third language, English.
You know. No big.
Hired!
Hired.
Boom. Game changer.
Game changed.
Game changer.
Booyah.
Number three. I don't know how this one worked, but this one worked. Canada actually put his resume on a bar of chocolate. Yeah.
That's the quick. It must have been. I was going to say, that, and that's terrible.
What?
Say, it must have been a female boss.
That's the first thing I thought of!
Yeah, he was probably like, this will get
I'm
me the
I'm not a fan
job.
Of chocolate.
Chocolate. But, you know, a lot of girls don't even like chocolate.
These are really creative, but I also feel like, I don't know. This, if we got a resume here on a bar of chocolate,
yeah,
that'd be creative, but...
You guys didn't... You didn't get my resume?
Not on a bar of chocolate.
It
what
probably
did you?
Melted. I made my resume out of chocolate.
Yeah.
Printed the thing on Dove chocolate.
Yeah, of course.
Fantastic, soft Dove chocolate, and it probably melted in the mail. It is very hot and dry out here.
Yeah, it is. It's probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea.
Should have done that.
I should, maybe I don't even really have this job right now.
Here's an interesting one. One candidate created a wedding-style invitation in place of a cover letter on her resume that welcomed the employer to hire her as like nuptials almost, like the joining together of...
These are all successful.
These are successful. These are the good ones.
Guys, if you're looking for a job, you need to be listening up.
Yeah.
Chocolate always
and then,
wins.
This one's just like happened to be in the right place at the right time, maybe, but one candidate fixed a piece of office equipment while on his first interview.
Booyah.
Oh, that bro... You don't need to call IT. I'll take care of it for you right
I got
now.
This, bro.
Ba-ba!
Wow.
Game changer.
Yeah, I actually upgraded it. So now it works faster.
Yeah.
And it's got like 56 more megabytes of RAM.
Now, those are ways to help you, 19-year-olds, who are trying to move out of your parents' house and get a job.
Yeah.
Now, I have a list of things that were not successful.
This
five
will
things
not
that happened
help
that,
you.
Yes, that actually went awry and or did not help someone get the job.
Definition of backfire.
Yes. Do not do these things, apparently. Oh, where's my music?
I don't know.
Just looking for circus music.
You need
because
me to...
one candidate decided to show up for his interview dressed in a clown costume.
Okay. Oh. Clearly this individual has never seen It. Stephen King's It. What else would come to mind to the general population after Stephen King's It was released?
Yep.
Nothing else would come to mind. I mean, Ronald McDonald is creepy. Why would you dress up like a clown? Let's go to the next one.
Unless maybe you're trying to get a job at like the Ronald McDonald like children's house.
Well, and what if he was trying to get a job as a clown? And then that just shows he totally botched it.
Yeah. What? Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe he was dressed up as a clown to get a job as a clown, and they were like, no.
Could you imagine if we were hiring and somebody showed up? Ah, radio! Check it out! Got the big beat, man! Oh, whoop! Check me out! I'm a clown! Check
I'm
this
a clown.
Out.
get out of the building.
What kind of balloon animal would you like?
Get out of the building.
Yeah. Didn't work out for that person.
You know what I would do if I was interviewing somebody and they dressed up as a clown? I would go, "You're hired." And they'd go, oh, and then I'd say, "Fired! Don't ever dress as a clown! Never! Never! Get out of here!"
Oh, man. We got the top five things that worked, five things that didn't work. According to Career Builder, they spoke to 2,000 people that hire and asked them what works, what doesn't work. And these were the top five things that did not work for a job interview.
Yes.
We're just trying to help you out, 20-somethings.
We are trying to help you.
Okay?
Listen.
Number two. See, this to me isn't as big of a deal. I wish I could do this.
All right, let's hear it.
One candidate backflipped into the room.
Okay.
That's cool!
Yeah, but here's the problem. Guy or girl interviewing was probably a former gymnast.
Uh-huh.
Got kicked off the squad because
right.
he or she could not do a backflip.
Yeah.
So when old Tricky McBackflip comes in the room,
yeah.
they're like, oh, gosh, if that dude's around, I'm just going to be jealous all the time.
See, I feel like that's cool. Here's another one that sounds like it came from the Steve-O school of job interviews. So imagine this. One candidate, he's sitting in the interview, just hanging out. All right, so job, all of a sudden, and in walks a FedEx delivery guy who presented the boss with a package, and he opened the package, and inside the package was one shoe to get a foot in the door. Ayo!
Really?
Yeah, the...
That's real?
The candidate sent a shoe to the manager during their interview, hoping to get a foot in the door.
Who is this?
I don't know,
that
but apparently
that
it
was
didn't
you.
Work. Oh,
that was you when you were trying to work at GameStop.
Huh? Hey, guys. Huh? Get it? Foot in the door? Huh?
Looks like something.
Trying to get a foot in the door. Oh.
That's what you want. You
okay.
want somebody to come in with
a
snare and a cymbal, so every time you make a joke, they can go, that,
get it?
I can do this all day.
Foot in the door? Game changer. No? Can I at least have my left shoe back?
No, you can't. Get out of here. You're fired.
But I was just hoping to start this off on the right foot. Ayo! No? Okay. Fired? Okay, I'll go. All right.
It's okay.
So about that left shoe, can I get that shoe back?
That was my only other shoe of that. I have two of
man.
Them. I'm wearing one.
Top five things not to do for your job interview. This is number four. These are real people. These are real people that have really done this.
This is real life.
One candidate hacked the interviewer's online shopping list.
Very smart.
And bought the items for the boss.
Good.
Hey, boss, I just want you to know, hey, I'm here for a job interview.
Good grief.
You might like to know, boom, hacked your bank account and your online shopping list. I totally bought this for you. Bought this for you, hoping to get the... Oh, I'm going to jail. Okay, cool. Guess it's illegal to hack someone's...
See, Team Awesome Morning Party. This is Mateo. Today is Labor Day.
Hope why? Why is this? Why is this playing?
Are listening.
What did? What happened?
I was playing a joke on you.
You're like, I'm just wanting to see that he's paying attention.
Gotcha.
We step out of the room for 2 minutes. And a 43-minute best-of track starts playing from Labor Day.
Don't mess with me.
Don't freak out, people. It's not really Labor Day.
Woo!
Yeah.
It was last week, though.
Oh, man. Happy Monday.
I'm kind of glad it's not Labor Day, because to me, last week just seemed like it took longer, even though it was a shorter week. I don't know what the... I was just tired all week, and... Man, we went to Cliffs on Labor Day. It was nuts.
We were talking about job interviews.
Job.
Let me give you the start of the day. We went from parents, when is it time for your kids to move out?
Yes.
Into helping said kids move out by, you know, career builders. Ways to help you get a job.
Yeah, like good job interview tactics.
The to-dos, the not-to-dos, and one of them turned out to be, you know, interviewing in a clown suit. Backflipping into the room.
Sending a shoe.
Sending a shoe to the manager, hoping to get a foot in the door.
Wow.
There's some really, really bad ones.
So we posed the question, what's the craziest thing you've ever done to try to land a job? And we want everyone to keep it clean.
Okay.
So if you've done anything illegal or morally inept, do not tell us.
Wow. Okay.
But we have a couple of responses here. Somebody shaved their beard to get their job.
Ooh.
Clean cut policy. Another person wrapped her cover letter. For real.
Dude. The beard one's tough.
I know. That's commitment.
Man, I'll tell you what. We just got a list, actually. That's interesting you mentioned things people have to do for jobs, because I got a list of... It's going national, y'all. One company updated their dress code.
Yeah?
And people were not happy about it.
I'll tell you
people
what.
People were saying,
we had a dress code update.
Yeah, after reading this article, I feel like we're good. Our dress code is good. I'm good with our dress code. Because sometimes dress codes can get a little crazy. We found this guidelines written by Dr. Dexter Suggs. He is the superintendent in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And this was the updates. Here's a few requirements, at least in Little Rock, Arkansas. This comes from the office of the superintendent in Little Rock.
Little Rock. Wait. Was that your southern accent?
No.
What was that?
No.
Do it again.
No!
Little Rock.
Little Rock.
Some superintendent in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's right. Not
Arkansas.
To be confused with Toledo.
Toledo. Toledo, Ohio, which is... Never mind. Let's go into this.
All right. These were the top five new guidelines. Yeah. Question, are they over the top? Number one, this was real. This was sent to a teacher, right? This is a school. Yeah, from the office of the superintendent in Little Rock, Arkansas. Number one, underwear must be worn.
Always a good plan.
Okay.
But always a good plan.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Does anybody ever really know that? And should that really be on the dress code?
Should that be known?
Should that be like, hey, guys, we just want to make sure that we're enforcing this rule? A, how do you enforce that rule?
Maybe what happened was the guy that applied for the job elsewhere with one shoe ended up getting a job as a teacher, and he was an idiot. And he was walking around like, yep, laundry day was yesterday and I forgot.
Oh, man.
Know what that means.
Commando.
Commando. They call me Commando Teacher. And maybe the principal or superintendent was like, enough. I must stand for truth in this society of idiots.
See, after saying the first one, all the rest do not seem so bad. This comes from the office of the superintendent in Little Rock, Arkansas. A few requirements that got people up in arms over the weekend for a brand new dress code. Underwear must be worn, number one. I don't know how they're going to enforce that. Moving on! No spandex, leggings, or hip-hugging jeans. Okay. I mean, okay. Except for Halloween when you're wearing your Spider-Man costume.
Don't say about it.
Did I say that out loud? I meant to say.
Yeah?
I was talking. Man, I'm sorry.
You did this to me.
I apologize.
You did this to me.
Halloween around the corner. By the way, an incredible event coming on Halloween. We're going to be broadcasting live. We're teaming up with Buck and Dex. We're doing a big old big old deal on Halloween.
The DJs from The Edge?
Yeah, that's them.
The ones that followed me on Instagram and I didn't know who they were and I got creeped out about it?
Those two.
Got it. Anyway.
Moving on from spandex, sorry. Number three, no clothing advertising alcohol or cigarettes. That's like, okay, that makes sense. I'm pretty sure that's in ours as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a no-brainer in my opinion. Number four, shoes must be worn at all times.
Well,
I'm mostly there.
Mostly.
And number five, well-groomed and clean hair, which is where we got the start of this conversation from. Someone shaved their beard in order to get a job. Oh, man.
Oh, man. The phone lines are blankety blank.
Would you do that? Would you shave? What if the requirement for the job here was a mustache?
A mustache? Yeah. I would have happily grown a mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
The thing is, with facial hair, you can always just grow it back.
That's true. Yeah, but not if you have a job that says you cannot have facial hair. You got to keep it clean.
Well, lose said job. Find a job working outside. and grow your beard back.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We've been talking jobs. We've been talking moving out of your parents' house. We're talking responsibility.
Guys, we are talking about responsibility today.
And it has been such a hot topic. The phone lines have just been
jammed.
Yeah.
Responsibility. What's that? Responsibility, not quite yet. TM Awesome Morning Party. Now, Static Radio.
Repaired. Good job, buddy.
You're welcome. We have an accident. I-25 South at the Big I. That's the big interchange. Highway 40, exit 226. So the big interchange between I-25 South and Interstate 40. There is a big accident. Happened about 15 minutes ago. Traffic will be getting backed up around that. Also, construction at 12th Street Northwest at Aspen Avenue. This will be our friend for the next long while.
Yep.
That's pretty much it for traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Dude,
yes.
Pumpkin muffin.
Pumpkin muffin, my love. Pumpkin, pumpkin. I love pumpkin muffin.
Me too. I thought you were singing Tiny Dancer for a second.
Pumpkin muffin, pumpkin muffin.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Well,
I would have accepted that. I would have accepted that. It's good stuff. So
it is good stuff. It's a pumpkin muffin.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
How could it be bad?
I know. Yesterday we had these crazy chocolate chip pumpkin cookies.
Oh,
they were like, what?
I only ate part of one of those cookies.
And it was fantastic, right?
It was good.
Fall is in the air.
Fall is almost here.
It is. I've noticed more and more how hard it is to wake up because it's darker and darker.
We were wondering this morning when the time change is because both of us didn't use Google.
We're still wondering.
I know.
Because we didn't immediately
Google
it.
Looked it up. I refuse to look it up. I want the knowledge to just happen.
Yeah.
I want to just know.
To be able to talk to somebody and then go, oh, I believe it's September 22nd.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of just talking to people, we posed the question, what's the craziest thing you've ever done to try to land a job? Asking people to call in. Nobody's calling in. Everybody's too embarrassed. And we have it on Facebook. Luckily, some people are trolling the internet right now, and they've decided to reply to our question. We're asking people to keep it clean, because I don't want to cut you off in the middle of a phone call or have to delete your comment on Facebook.
Career Builder spoke to 2,000 people that hire and asked them what works, what doesn't work, and five things you shouldn't do. This was the top five things. Number one, one candidate interviewed in a clown suit.
Don't do that.
Trying to be. Why not?
They didn't get the job.
How do you think I got my job here?
The evidence is piling up against dressing as a clown.
One candidate backflipped into the room. I feel like that's impressive.
Don't do that.
Okay, I'm just saying, all these things sound impressive to me so
far. I'm going to say don't do that after every one of these.
One candidate sent a shoe to the manager hoping to get a foot in the door.
Don't.
I mean.
Do that.
Oh, man. A foot in the door.
No.
Foot. Okay. One candidate found the interviewer's online shopping list, hacked in, and then bought items from their shopping list.
Don't do that.
Hey, what? I'm just saying. Look, I can be helpful. I just want to get to know you better. By the way, I Google hacked your online shopping list.
Wait, did you get me these socks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to become closer friends. By the way, don't wear them at Sears. I may have nabbed them without paying.
What's the next one? Is that all of them?
One candidate walked in and decided to read the interviewer's tarot cards.
I have a hole in my shirt.
Oh,
look at that.
Man.
Oh, man. This was
don't
a
wear that to
shirt.
An interview.
I would not wear this to an interview. So, we've got a couple of responses on Facebook.
Yeah.
Craziest thing you've done to try to land a job. Kat says, back when Blockbuster was a place.
Oh, snap. I
remember
the
good old days.
I worked there.
She stalked the manager in person and by phone for nearly 2 weeks until she finally gave in and hired her. Persistence was key. Landed her a job and eventually her husband. Go Blockbuster.
That's biblical.
Did you rent him first?
No!
I'm sorry.
No!
It was a tiny, tiny little...
Yes.
There it is.
No, I gotcha.
Patrick says, not really crazy, but when the manager asked where... He saw himself in 3 years. He said on the other side of that desk.
Oh.
Whoa.
Man.
Patrick said, he's going in guns blazing. That's what Patrick said.
Wow. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was hoping you guys might have some information. Like the stations out there that play the same thing as KNKT for Gallup, what would be their station out there?
Core Radio.
What is it?
It's called Core Radio.
Core?
Yeah, Core Radio.
Okay, what is the call, not the call letter, but the, what is the station number?
You know, that's a fantastic question.
We don't know.
Hold on.
Hey, let me ask you this, though, while we're waiting to find that out, because we should know it, but we don't. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to land a job?
What is what?
The craziest thing you've ever done to land a job.
To land a job.
Yeah,
wow.
Like in a job interview. What's the craziest thing? Keep it clean. I can tell by the way you want to hear Core Radio that you're obviously going to say something crazy. Just kidding.
Oh. Well, I said I ran a multi-million-dollar building, but, you know, and they're kind of looking at me like, what are you doing running this multi-million-dollar deal and you're applying for a fairly above minimum wage job?
Right.
So, what? You know, kind of fibbed on that, but, you know, you got just, into it, dude.
Just fibbed a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah. It was just a tad bit.
That's awesome.
Wow, 88.5 FM in Mintmore and Gallup area is KPKJ Core Radio. So
88.5, okay.
That's right. Enjoy.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I definitely will. Yeah, I'm calling from Albuquerque. I just couldn't get a hold of KNKT guys.
Yes. So
it's because we're the only ones up right now. Not oh,
cool.
True.
Yeah, this is for one of my cousins out there in
Booyah.
In the Gallup area. So
there you go, man.
Hooking them up.
All right.
Booyah.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Have a great day. 505-338-3700. If you have no idea what that gentleman's talking about, we actually have a sister station, KNKT. It's our teaching station. And we have a few more, the Core Radio Network, out in the Gallup area, out in the Clovis area from Cannon Air Force Base, 90.7 FM or 88.5 FM in the
local
Gallup area.
To New Mexico.
Yeah. And non-com, just like Static Radio. So
there
great,
you go.
Great resources and a lot of cool teachings on those stations. Static!
What up, dude?
Shady!
Loving you guys, man.
Yeah.
Hey, so, the craziest thing I ever did to get a job.
Yes.
I got a phone call for an acting job.
Nice.
And they were like, we need to see you, like, you know, in a few hours, if possible. You know, and I go, so, and I don't do this anymore, but the role was to be a sheriff. So I called a buddy of mine who's on the sheriff's department and said, hey, man, you got any shirts or you got any stuff? It's a big no-no, right? When you don't know what you're doing, this is what people do. They like dress the part and show up for an audition, but you really shouldn't do that. But anyway, so yeah, I didn't get the job. But he's like, well, I'm not at home, but here's a combination to my door, and I have a dog in the house, but I'm pretty sure he won't bite you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Right? So immediately, like, it's all stacking up. So he's like, yeah, I live over here. If you can find it, this is the address. It's fine. Here's my closet. Like, gives me, like, a diagram, like, how to get to his room. And so I drive across town. I do the combination. I meet the dog safely. I get the shirt and the pants. And then I'm back in my vehicle, and I jam across town to Albuquerque Studios to do this audition for this TV show. And, no, I didn't get it, but that was the craziest thing I ever did to try to get a job.
There you go, guys.
And what about you guys?
Craziest thing you ever did to get a job there, Mateo. How about moved, like,
yeah,
three states?
Yeah, I was going to say, move across the country, take my wife away from her favorite place on earth,
yeah,
Nashville, and just ruin her dreams. That's one bit of craziness.
I've heard whispers of other band members in Firefly. They started calling him Yoko. I don't know what that
Yoko,
means.
I don't know. I didn't know they were saying Yoko. I thought they were saying Mateo.
No, Mateo. Mateo Yoko.
That's a rad sacrifice that all Static listeners appreciate, buddy.
Yay, I hope
they
so.
They really do. And they're going to show their appreciation in October at our Share-a-thon.
I hope so,
when
too.
When they give and give and give.
They can also show their appreciation by showing up for when my wife's band plays at the end of the month.
At the end of September?
Yeah.
Boom.
Can't wait to see him. I'll be there, buddy.
Free show.
All right, man. Love you guys. Have a great day.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling about what was the craziest thing I ever did to get a job.
Yeah.
I answered all my reference calls.
Oh, my gosh, that's genius. Did you use different voices?
I had to use three different cell phones and my
three
home phone.
Three different cell phones? Is this Breaking Bad? What are you doing?
She's got burner phones for days. Wow.
Have a good day.
You too. Uh-uh.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
No.
So they called and they were like,
hi, this is Troy. yes. Matt was one of my employees. He was a hard worker. We wanted to promote him, but we didn't have the funds. He would have been making more than I made. But he was too good quality of a worker. We encouraged him to find a better job. We are mourning his loss currently. We miss him at this company. Yes, I highly recommend him.
That's a great idea. Don't do that.
No, that is a terrible idea.
Don't do it, people.
Oh, obviously it worked.
It's going to backfire on you.
It is. I've seen Breaking Bad. I know what happens when you have a burner phone.
What if that person's boss was listening and was like, I knew it! I knew it! I've been waiting for the one thing! And now I have it! She's going to go into work. Boss is going to be like, clip. She's going to play the clip. And she's going to be like,
Maybe that's why we're not getting a lot of calls, because people are like, yeah, I can't release that information. I'm still in that current job.
It technically wasn't legal.
Yeah.
And I regret it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Job interviews. Five things that worked and five things that don't. According to Career Builder, they spoke to 2,000 people that hire and asked, hey, what worked for hiring and what didn't work? The five things that didn't work. One guy interviewed in a clown suit. Mm. One person backflipped into the room. And I'm telling you, I think that's cool. I don't care. We were watching NASCAR yesterday. Carl Edwards won, and he backflipped out of his car. And you were like, that's cool.
If somebody backflipped into their job interview, you know the person interviewing is going to be like, that is too much. That person is too much. No. They did. That was an incredible backflip.
I thought this one was creative. One candidate sent a shoe to the manager hoping to get a foot in the door.
If they would have sent that to you, then definitely.
Oh, man, I would have been
like, you're hired.
That.
You are hired. We need
hilarious.
You. Yes.
Fun Joke Friday. On Monday.
Fun Joke Friday. On Monday.
One candidate found the interviewer's online shopping list and bought items from it. That's a little creepy.
Creepy.
One candidate read an interviewer's tarot cards. Yes. I see me in your future. What?
Little did they know, the person interviewing them was a conservative Christian. That dude was just writing them off, judging them the whole time. Yeah, keep talking, man. On the inside going, nope. Nope. Don't hire witches at this company. Ain't gonna do it. This is Chick-fil-A. We ain't doing it. I'm going to get in trouble for that. I'm sorry, everyone. What's the craziest thing you've ever done for a job? Let's check Facebook. Just refreshed here. Nope. No more responses. Nope. Nobody's here to save me. So, it was nice working here. I enjoyed all of you. Thank you for your phone calls.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. Moving along.
Moving on.
Things you always thought were true. I.e., you've been lied to.
You've been lied to, controversy.
We're going to give you the truth on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now, back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
The glorious sounds of Monday Night Football.
Sport.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum.
That's right. All you fantasy footballers, welcome.
Welcome.
I participate in fantasy football.
You do?
I do.
We actually had a question, a legitimate question of, hey, guys, I'm sorry. What is fantasy football?
Yep.
Not everybody plays fantasy football. Your wife?
Yep.
Yet.
Yet. She's not going to do it.
Yes, man. She is.
No, she's not.
I feel like she's going to.
She's
going to
look at you and give you that look that I always get, which is the, you're an idiot. And then you're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for talking out loud.
Come on. It's fun. So basically there's teams and you pick your guys, if you will. It's kind of like, picture this, because the guy who asked the question said he would Google it, but he's too busy playing Diablo 3. So here's the thing. You've got your quarterback, who's like your tank, if you will, okay? And that's, you pick your quarterback, and then you get some running backs and some wide receivers, and if they score points in real life, you vicariously through them score points as well.
It sounds like it makes sense.
It does! That's fantasy football in a nutshell for the Diablo 3 player.
I want to hear about something I've been lied to about.
Okay.
Wait.
Ow! Ow!
You got rid of it, didn't you?
Ah!
You got rid of the list. You gave it to Mitch, and she took it.
Mitch is coming up next, and she was like, hey, what do you got? And I'm like, dude, this is gold, and she took it. Sorry.
Well, sorry. Let's make it up.
Okay. Things you've been lied to. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Actually, we've been talking about moving out of your parents' house and or how long is it okay for your parents to live with you.
Yes.
Also talking about jobs today and how to get one so that you can, in turn, move out of your parents' house.
Yep.
You know. Also talked about the biblical implications of Syria and Damascus and what is happening in Egypt.
We mentioned that.
Yes, the theological implications of that, according to the book of Isaiah and Revelation. Just, you know, light stuff today. It's Monday. Just getting you back into the swing of things. So if you'd like more on that, Isaiah 17, also Isaiah 19, talks a little bit about the ruin of Damascus.
You know there are people out there going, they talked about end times!
That we did!
I talked about it! We mentioned it.
You know it's a big deal when USA Today has a big old story, like front page, hey everyone, you might want to go look at these books that
USA
were written
yesterday.
Long time ago. It's called the Old Testament.
USA.
Isaiah 17, Isaiah 19, they say these things. I'm thinking there might be something to this. Mm. It's actually quite interesting when you think about it. Considering more often than not, when you're looking at the newspaper and it has anything to do with the Bible, it's usually about how to keep that out of the school system or how we shouldn't have it in the courtroom and when are we going to stop swearing on the Bible in the courts and when are we going to stop... Yeah, today, USA Today, so I'm pointing to the Old Testament passages that predict the destruction of Damascus and the civil war in Egypt and, getting some commentary on that. So read up. Check it out for yourself. Do some homework. Learn.
I guess we're going to have to save the whole how you've been lied to thing for tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to tune in for tomorrow's show.
Which I was
disappointed.
List. I know, I'm disappointed.
Things you've been lied to about that we were going to do that topic on Monday.
See, we were just being totally meta. We wanted you guys to, we were breaking the fourth wall there. We were like, oh, we're going to tell you about this. Boom, you just got lied to. What's up now? You should tune in tomorrow. That's what we did. So today I learned that my life has much akin with the Lion King and the plot thereof.
Wow, that was pretty incredible. I learned that as well today.
Yes.
Also learned that if you go to an amazing barbecue on Sunday and eat too much, chances are you're still going to be lethargic and not really wanting to work on Monday.
That's possible.
Yes.
We also learned that if you try to ask people about the craziest thing they've done in job interviews, they don't tell you what it is.
Mostly because it's so crazy they will lose their current job.
It's probably because I said keep it clean and they're like, well, I can't tell my story.
Yep.
What else did we talk about?
27 is the correct age for a young adult to be moved out of their parents' house.
Allegedly. The correct age.
Yeah. People are still talking about it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on that.
Yeah. Just because we're done talking about it here on the radio doesn't mean you can't go back to the Facebook, stand on your internet soapbox, and just sound off.
That's right. Also learned that it's the week of the state fair. We got a lot going on, a lot coming up.
It's
going
to be a busy week.
Broadcasting live starting this Wednesday.
Woo!
Come hang out with us, visit with us. Dude, we got State Fair. We got a City Harmonic coming up September 22nd at the Lobo Theater. There's a lot going on. If you want details for everything, mystaticradio.com, that is the website. Check out the events section. Get your tickets for City Harmonic. Get ready for Fireflight, which is a free show. Lots happenings.
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to go.
We'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Mitch is on her way next. She'll be talking about things you were lied to about. Unless that in itself is another lie, in which case we'll be talking about it tomorrow.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't either. I
haven't had a chance to talk to her yet.
Goodbye and good day.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye and good day.
Now?
Static Radio.